Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The biggest challenge is just change, like deep and lasting change, right? Like, because we all have like lifelong habits that we don't realize that are really bad for us, whether it's, you know, the thinking patterns or just the way we eat and live and consume or numb with alcohol or whatever it is. I mean, so it's really just, you know, changing. It's, I think the first year and a half, it was like, you know, I changed all this lifestyle stuff and I was doing these long morning routines, using all these tools to get myself in like a really good state of mind. But I was like, God, I'm still fucking suffering so much. Like, what is going on with this fucking shit in my head? Like, how can, is there any like way to get away, get out of that? Like, is it, you know, is it possible to like free myself from that? Cause I'm like, it's just, it's so much, it's too much. So the biggest challenge I think ultimately was being able to actually stop identifying with my own thinking patterns, right? Like actually separating from the insanity that was going on in my head, right? And once I was able to do that, like it was like freedom, right? I mean, I'm not saying that I am now no longer identified with thought. Of course I am most of the time. We all are, right? And I'm not enlightened. Like that's, I'm not, you know, devoting my life to the meditation of and the seeking of enlightenment. I want to help others, you know, remove the majority of their suffering. Like I was finally able to for me, but that's the hardest part, you know, and it came from a deep conversation, you know, from someone that I continued to listen to. Cause I'd always heard these things, you know, like you are not your thoughts, stuff like this. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. What is, okay. Sounds like, yeah, great. But I had never experienced not being identified with my thoughts. So it didn't really mean that much to me, even though I could maybe conceptually understand it. So the hardest part, I think, for me and probably for a lot of people is actually getting to the point where you're just no longer identified with all of that shit that you've been identified with your whole life, right? The human condition or identification with thought, right? Because that's not who we are. We're actually much more than that. And once you're actually able to kind of create that separation and truly experience it, especially a lot, right? Or for an extended period of time, yeah, I think that's, well, I was about to say, I think that's the hardest part. But then after that, you still got to deal with all the crazy stuff going on in your head, like going forward after that and keep becoming aware of all the unconscious stuff, right? That's influencing everything you've created in your life. So it's hard to say that it's one thing, but I would say that was the biggest breakthrough that in just made everything else after that much more like liberating, no matter how scary or how uncomfortable it was to discover about myself. It made it more liberating rather than, you know, like scary and hurtful or whatever. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The more I do these conversations, the more I realize that we are far more alike than we are different. And yeah. It just on my own journey, I had that very similar, it was almost like a like a kind of defining moment of exactly what you're saying, where kind of the penny dropped about the observing my own very flawed and broken kind of programming. And you're exactly right in that that doesn't mean that it stops. You still got to deal with that noise and that shit that's going on. But I can very much relate to what you're saying, and to hear you say it, to hear it framed, it sounds simple in a way in context, but it's really not. And I think, as you mentioned earlier, it can kind of be associated with out there stuff, but there is a kind of practical nature to it, and it can, and to hear you define it so honestly and simply is really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of all of it, you know. And I could have never wrapped my head around it in the beginning, or those, you know, until I like really started figuring out and experiencing how simple it is to actually like to be healthy, to like actually start healing yourself. Like, it's all really fucking simple, but there's just so much, you know, conditioning we've all accepted, right? All of this stuff, like all of this normal stuff we're all doing, the stuff we consume, the way we live, the way we think about everything. Like, it's like, you know, and it's so fucking simple. It's like nature, you know, literally getting your bare feet connected to nature, getting lots of sunlight, getting good fuel from healthy animals, or, you know, as least toxic chemicals as possible on, you know, the produce and all that. Right. And it's the stress thing, which breath work was the life savior for me, because I figured out very quickly I had really fucking bad anxiety. And I figured out very quickly I got off medications and I could use, you know, breathing techniques to literally turn off that sympathetic fight or flight response that we're always in 24/7. Right. So it's like turning off that stress response. And like, if you get the sympathetic nervous system turned off, you're in the parasympathetic state, which I would refer to as the healing state. That's when your body is actually like regenerating and healing. And that's why everybody's so fucking sick, and all chronic disease, all disease of all kind, actually physical and mental, all comes from a combination of just being never endingly in that stress response and then consuming all of this toxic stuff that's like in all of our food and it's everywhere. Right. And then that just starts leaking out of the gut. Like, that's literally how simple it is. That's everything you need to know about everything. So if you can change those things, actually turn that off, get yourself into that healing regenerative state every night when you rest, like, you will heal. Like, it's the same. Like, I met thousands of people doing all kinds of different things, but, you know, the core principles were the same. It was like this natural, like, stress-free lifestyle, essentially, right? Of getting the body into the healing state and letting it heal. The body will do it. That's all it does, is hit, adapt and heal. But yeah, the interesting thing is just how fucking simple it is, right? It's like, because the healing process, the healing journey is literally just getting rid of all of the shit, right? It's not adding anything. You don't need anything. You just need to get rid of all of this fucking crap. We've all been given. We've all accepted. It's in our nature to trust. So we accept it. We think all of the, you know, people that are, you know, teaching us, showing us, know, and are giving us the best information. But it's, unfortunately, it's not true. You know, it's not like, it isn't the best information, right? Obviously, or we wouldn't all be having all these conversations about healing and suffering, like from all angles and talking about it in a million different ways, all using a million different words, whether it's all of the Eastern tradition wisdoms, which are all trying to tell us the same shit, right? It's all right here, right now. It's all here, you know?
I love it. And you qualified as a pharmacist originally. How did that experience feed into your ethos, and how did that help you kind of take a different road?
Well, I mean, without that background, I don't think, you know, I could be as certain, or as like, it wouldn't be as clear to me, like, you know, everything pharma and like its role and like how literally it's all just another form of toxicity, right? Using chemicals to suppress symptoms. So you're literally adding more toxicity to the system, regardless of what drug you're using. Right? It's not anything natural. The body can't recognize anything that's not naturally occurring. It doesn't know what to do with it. So you're essentially putting chemicals in the body that a side effect of the chemical is to suppress your symptom, right? So then whatever's causing the symptom is going to continue to get worse. But what I'm saying is, with my background, when I started kind of seeing the bigger picture of like what all contributes and like one of the biggest contributors is, you know, healthcare or pharma, is to the how sick people really are, right? It's like, without that background, I wouldn't have been able to see it, right? Because I went through the schooling, right? It's the same thing as medical school. You just have more focus on pharmaceuticals and pharmacology, right? And I started thinking about it, but there's no really like touching on like the injectable side of things, which are called biologics. We won't use the V word to avoid censorship, but seeing the bigger picture when that came into play, because there's just no education on that. Like, you can go ask any doctor about any one of them. They will have no idea what ingredients are actually in these injections, et cetera. You know, and then you look at when I delve deeper into like the studies that were supposedly behind the safety and efficacy of all these products, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know, it's just very minimal, 5, maybe 2 weeks, like monitoring periods, studies that are literally funded by the pharmaceutical companies that are trying to make and sell the product. I'm like, I mean, this is just like, it's all conflict of interest. This doesn't make any sense. How are people looking at this and thinking that this is valuable information or useful in any way? Or how does this, like, because if you think about it logically, none of this translates to real world situations, right? The way they design any of these studies. So, I mean, it was really like my eyes started to open when I was presented with a lot of information and then found the same results in my own research. I was like, holy fuck, it all makes sense now. Like, we think medicine, what we think is medicine is not medicine. It's like, it just isn't. Like, there's nothing about it that's medicine. Like, don't get me wrong, sure, within that framework, we can save people's lives, but the reason we even have to save their lives in the first place is because of it. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of cycles. There seems to be just a lot of things feeding narratives, feeding corporate interest, and going round in a
round
loop.
And round we go.
I personally lost a fair bit of faith in the standard. You know, every time I went to the doctor, I was just, problems weren't addressed. I was just prescribed something to get out the door. It made, as you say, it made the symptoms worse. And actually, some of these conversations with like functional diagnostic nutritionists and so on have restored a little bit of faith, because there does seem to be some more progressive approaches to like integrative well-being. But it's interesting coming from your study of pharmaceuticals. You know, you have a very well-backed base of research there to formulate your own experience and opinions from.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how else to explain it, because like a lot of the schooling, you know, is like, it's looking at all these studies, but you're looking at it from a frame of mind that, you know, this is medicine, this is the best options we have. But when you start re-looking at it from more of like, once you regain your ability to think critically, like, you, because we are like, our critical thinking skills are, let's face it, are conditioned right out of all of us. Like, once you're able to think about it from an open mind, logical, critical thinking perspective, you start saying like, how does this design apply to real life? You know, who's funding this? Does it even make sense? You know, it's like, then you start seeing like, it's all fucking bullshit, basically. You know, you know, but I agree. There is like some functional medicine and some integrative, like, you know, physician approaches that are taking a more holistic approach. And, you know, it's going to take time to really like actually get to the place where we could be, which should be coming from a completely different perspective, that there's nothing wrong with us, right? Because that pharmaceutical paradigm is still ingrained in everything, right? That there's, because it's based on the assumption that there's something wrong with all of us, and that you need this thing to fix you, and you have this problem, rather than what are the conditions in place causing you to be unwell and have symptoms, right? That there's not actually anything wrong with you, because we could be coming from that perspective, right? And whether it's physical or mental illness, right? Chronic or mental health issues, it's all the same. It's all connected, right? The gut brain can, I mean, that stuff is actually, there's tons of information about that. It's very clear, the connection, you know, to the brain and the gut health, right? And like, as I mentioned earlier, like, it's, that's where it all starts, you know, stress and toxicity leaking out of the gut, that leads to literally every fucking disease. So it's really simple, and definitely there's hope. There are all kinds of people that are really like trying to be those kind of pioneers and getting that more holistic integrative approach, and it's a good starting point. But if we take a step back, I think at the and really understand the bigger picture that we're approaching it from the pharmaceutical paradigm still, and that, you know, like there's not something, rather than thinking there's something wrong with every single person and that they need this thing and that thing and this supplement and this nutrition program and plan and all this stuff, like that's the wrong approach, that's the wrong mindset. Right. It prevents anybody from actually believing or thinking that there could not be anything wrong with them and that they could fully heal, because they're still coming from the mindset that I have this thing, I have this problem, this thyroid issue, this diabetes, this, you know, depression, this anxiety, and that this is me. That's part of my identity. Like, that's who I am. I have this problem. Right. It's like identity, ego, everything's all intertwined in this. Right. The whole diagnosis thing is has a much larger effect than people realize. So as soon as we can actually start seeing that and bringing that aspect in there and being like, look, when you come to me, this is the place where I want you to be able to come from if you want to. And it's not that you have this thing. It's that there's nothing wrong with you and that you are just, you know, healing. Your body's telling you that you're doing something wrong. We're going to find out what it is and what's causing you to have all of these symptoms of whatever it is, and change those things and see for yourself, experience for yourself that you can heal and you are fine, right? And you will be okay, right? So it's, to me, it's like there's so much potential. There's so much more we can do more quickly, but it's really hard when like somebody like me and all these physicians, right? We've all been brought up in this paradigm, right? This modern medicine, Western medicine paradigm of, you know, without realizing that, you know, we're all convinced that we're these flawed and sick and diseased, you know, beings, right? But I mean, everybody would find if they, you know, went through what I went through or just did enough open-minded research and exploring, they would see and meet just endless people that have, you know, completely healed themselves from things that they supposedly cannot heal themselves from, you know, whether it's, you know, end stage cancers or whatever the hell it is, like just life threatening stuff, just completely out of options pharmaceutically, you know, on their deathbeds, and people have healed from all of that, right? So it's crazy. It's all crazy, but to me, like, yeah, we're on the right path, and you know, the last few years have started pushing a lot of people to start questioning things that wouldn't previously question them, because the whole COVID thing and all that insanity, I mean, it's just like, you know, fear, you know, division, like, you know, isolation, like just, you know, there's something wrong with you. You're weak. You can't do anything without us. Take our stuff. You know, we have your solution, you know, and our solution is not causing all these problems. We swear.
Yeah. So massive amounts of fear factor there. And like you say, yeah. Learning to trust in the natural process of things can be quite challenging.
Yeah.
I've also transitioned and moved countries quite a lot. And I think I've had a similar realization to you that it's more about like the journey within, without getting too philosophical about it. But what I did find, this physical shift of location, that kind of physicality to it and that being thrown into a new world did help in turn, like, figure that other stuff out. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. It's much easier to change and do things differently when you get out of the environment that you were created in, right? Of course, you can have a much powerful, stronger, like, shift if you can just, you know, go inward and go on that journey within the same environment you were raised in, right? That you were created in. That can be a much stronger and much powerful, much more extremely difficult, but it can be done, of course. And it's going to be a deep, much deeper level of transformation. But just simply like getting into different cultures, especially getting into different countries and stuff, experiencing different things, like it just naturally starts expanding, right? Your perspective. Reality, you realize it's not just this one like place and people and way of thinking and being. You start seeing other people and stuff, and you start, you know, it helps you open your mind much more. So I think it's like, because it's impossible to even like bring into your awareness that people are different than the people you've grown up with if you don't actually go to different countries and, you know, spend some time with them and people that are, you know, thinking and living in different ways. So I think it's extremely important, right? And it's so powerful and it's so helpful to at least, like, you know, do some, get to some different countries, experience some different things, cultures and stuff like that. But ultimately it's all an inward journey, right? Because the external doesn't really matter. What really matters is your own ability to, you know, kind of reconnect to your true self, like your higher self. And it would all sound crazy to me, all this like woo-woo crazy talk like 6 years ago or something. But it really is that simple. Like, there's just all this conditioned stuff. It's not you. You're much more than that. It's the inward journey, is knowing thyself, right? And everything that is influencing everything we create in our lives is all like on the subconscious level, that we're just repeating patterns that we, you know, saw, accepted, and are now repeating, that we saw our parents or whoever brought us up, you know, do, right? So, and of course they didn't get them from conscious people, right? So it's just this never ending process until somebody, like, I'm doing the work, you're doing the work, many of us are, break that cycle and stop passing it on to our future generations. Right? It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in one generation either, right? Because, like, even with all this said, it doesn't mean that I am now not passing on anything to my child. Like, I know I still am, because it's impossible not to, you know, still act out these patterns, right? Because it's very deep, but it's really simple at the same time. It is all that. It's knowing thyself. It's really understanding that. It's really, like, combining that spiritual awakening, reconnecting to the true self, with that sort of self-education, self-development, personal development, you know, self-mastery process. You have to do both. Otherwise, the depth of transformation and change and impact you can have on yourself and, you know, everybody you come across and your family and your influence on your future children and generations is very minimal, unless you're doing all of that, right? And it's not like it's something that happens overnight, right? It's just a daily process of doing the work on the self, right? Spending time with the self, you know, and, you know, doing work with, whether it's psychotherapists and, you know, new habits and all of this stuff to just strengthen your body and mind and just take back control of your mind, like reestablish critical thinking skills, start asking and questioning everything, finding out for yourself what is actually true, right? Like,
yeah.
And sorry, then, I can go on and on about this stuff.
No, I love it. And trusting in kind of that intuitive voice sometimes, not ignoring that kind of inner compass. Were there any, like, because you spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia, did you have any particular hairy moments over there, like for yourself or anything? No?
No, not at all. I mean, that was like really easy, simple stuff. I mean, that's beautiful, you know, just the simplicity of life, you know, and it gave me, it was such an easy environment to actually be able to, you know, be with myself and like start over and go on this healing journey. Like, there was just, you know, because there was nobody around. I wasn't around all of the people behaving in all the ways that I had, you know, experienced my entire life. So, you know, I was able to just, you know, spend a lot of time just really focused on, you know, trying all of these different tools, figuring out what was working, like, you know, going this way, going that way, actually getting back in touch with that inner compass, my intuition, right? And just following that, like, that's, you know, how I even ended up there. That's how I, you know, it was 5 days after I got there. This is the craziest fucking story. It's the most synchronistic thing that ever happens. And many things happen like this. So 5 days, I get, okay. 3 weeks after I decided, like, I hit my threshold. I'm going to fucking keel over and die. I can't keep living like this. There's got to be more to life. I end up on an island in the south of Thailand. 5 days later, I'm sober for the first time for like a week since I was 14, you know, after 18 years of drinking every day. And I end up at this like breath work, you know, shamanic breath work thing. And how I even ended up there is crazy. It's the first time this guy's ever done any of it. He's actually sharing some breathing techniques he's combined to help people, because he helped himself heal from like very severe irritable bowel disease, bedridden for 10 months type of shit, completely failed. He starts talking. He's like, so I used to be a pharmacist, is the first thing he fucking says. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? It's like, what are you doing here? How are we here right now? Like, it's just a tiny island in Thailand. There's not even an airport on this island. You know, like, and the second thing he said completely coincided with what my friend who was with me, who was wanting like some marijuana to go on this journey with, and he didn't have any. And he's like, he wouldn't stop complaining about it for like an hour. The second thing he said, he's like, and if you want, you know, we have some edibles, psilocybin, and marijuana, if you want to deepen your journey. Some people like that. I didn't do it that night because I really wanted to do it sober. And it was really just a breathwork thing. It brought me deep into a meditative state, right? From another pharmacist that's now sharing the breathwork that 7 years ago he had started learning to heal himself. And yeah, I was just went deep into a meditative state, man. And it was just crazy because I was just like in that knowing state, like where I just knew I had to start over. I knew I could heal myself. I knew I had to do that first, and then I could help others. I didn't know why I knew all of that with 100% certainty or what I was getting myself into, but I fucking knew it. Like a week later, I like quit my job.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Didn't go back to my career as a pharmacist for the retail chain here and just started over. I mean, it's been crazy ever since. That's over 5.5 years ago now, or right about that. And I mean, yeah, the first couple of years were pretty intense. You know, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But
I think that's what I meant by hairy moment. Actually, I didn't necessarily mean like.
True.
I mean, like, yeah, those sort of pivotal, life changing, and also. At the time I went to Vietnam, I was hoping for that type of experience, and it was the opposite for me. So maybe I was reflecting my own extreme experience I had there. But for you, being able to like step out of the noise that you were in and then go into that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was crazy. I guess that the whole, it's still hairy. It's still really hairy. It's 5.5 exactly. Years later, and I'm still like trying to like refigure out like, how do I, like, you know, create a life for my family and others and make a massive impact, right? And, you know, create financial, like, support to live. And, you know, and I know that that's my main focus now, right? It's creating kind of the financial freedom, but also just so I can have a larger reach and impact more lives. There's just no way around it. There has to be that aspect. And I don't know anything about that, like starting something new, business, you know, a new business or entrepreneurship. It's nothing to do with anything I've ever done in my life, right? I was just like a lot of people, you know, you just go do what you're told, get your degree, you know, do the things, right? Whatever. So like, that's the next step. So it's still really freaking hairy. I mean, I've never been in my entire life in such like a broke, like situation, right? Like that I still am today, right? Like those first couple of years, I literally lived off of what little 401k I had built, you know, working as a pharmacist for like 7 years, you know? And so I was like, there's no other choice for me. I can't not do this. I have to do this, right? So I put it all on the line, and I'm still putting it all on the line today, like refusing to devote my life back to like, you know, some sort of like pharmaceutical career that is like actually focused on that, right? Like I'll do some of that sometimes to try to pay the bills. I did some compounding recently, trying to get more with like bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which can actually be useful. I think it's a more natural thing, right? But it's still hairy, right? It's still really hairy.
it takes courage to break out of that. Especially when you have this fall, called it the fallback career. It's kind of a double-edged sword because you've put so much time into this thing that could potentially pay well, and to actually like consciously push that away. And as you said, to know that there's just no other choice. For me, that's been architecture, and I have had to really work hard to step away from that. But because it was such a lengthy degree, and it's not even that secure, but in terms of a good profession and so on. You know, it's very courageous to step into that discomfort and do what you're doing, which is you know, throw caution to the wind and just step into. But it just resonated when you said it's just there isn't a choice. I feel the same way.
Yeah, we got to do it, you know. And I mean, we all have to decide for ourselves ultimately, right? I think just a lot more time has passed. Like, I see the potential, and I'm looking for that opportunity where I can step back into that and actually start, you know, being the light in this dark industry and like actually start making change from within, if it's possible, or, you know, kind of pioneering that within maybe more of an independent sort of wellness sort of approach, you know, business. But, you know, so I maybe I'll fall into something like that and do that. I think I will. Like, it probably won't be the primary thing, but I would like to, I think I need to do that. Right. And it's like, you know, each one of us, we all like, well, it just brings me back to the very video I made yesterday. And one of the things I felt like I learned, and it's just so important. It's like, cause it's our purpose, you know, our primary purpose is ourselves, right? It's our own awakening, our own like journey. Like that's our purpose. Like what we share through what we do for work is that, right? We're sharing our energy, our level of consciousness, our state of being with everybody we come across. It's not a verbal thing. That's just what I'm sharing with every person I come across. It doesn't matter if I'm doing it while being a pharmacist or a transformational coach or an architect. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, who you are is what you're sharing with everybody you come across. So there are people on the journey within every career profession, right? So it's not necessarily that we have to abandon our, you know, corporate, like, you know, degrees or whatever, like our fancy degrees and educations and, you know, careers. Like, I think it's, for some people, it is like a complete abandonment and a complete different direction. For some people, it's both. For some people, it's actually, you know, coming back to that later or staying within it and being the light within that and just continuing to do better themselves. Like, it's just each person has to decide for themselves, right? Because ultimately, there's a massive amount of change and transformation that needs to continue to happen over many decades, generations going forward, right? It's not something that's going to happen overnight. So what's our role in it? Like, that's what I was saying about our primary purpose. That's our role. It's to do that self-work, because otherwise you're just sharing with everybody you come across all of that fucking conditioned bullshit, right? And that's not helping. That's just enabling everybody to continue to think that that's what and how we are and what life is like and how we should be. So like now, like the higher I'm vibrating, the better state of mind I'm in. When I come across people, you don't have to say anything. I can fucking tell that they are picking up on that energy. They're like, what's like something different about this guy? Like, what's going on with him? You know, like that's what it is, right? So that's all of our purposes is that it's here, right? Our career choice or path or whatever, our fucking jobs or profession, it can change a million times. It can be the same thing our whole lives. It doesn't matter. That's not what we're actually sharing, and that's not what we're giving back, right? So I think that's an important thing to remember.
Yeah, actually finding the intersection is pretty cool too. If you have like sort of two worlds, find an intersection with them, as you know, and go with that. It's not necessarily just completely turning your back on all this experience and knowledge that you have in a particular field. But yeah, the vibrational thing, it's so awesome getting to that place and just feeling the change and the momentum that happens in that. And again, it's not like some kind of mystery. It's like a biological, as you said earlier, getting all those foundational healthy things in place and just clearing out all the fucking bullshit as best you can. And yeah. And getting to it to that kind of point where people feel it.
Yeah. I mean, people feel it. I mean, it's crazy. You talk about it, like, you know, say things like, you know, energy. To me, 6 years ago, I mean, like, what the fuck are you talking about, crazy person? You know, but it really is. You know, that's what you're sharing. You know, everything's energy, right? So it's, you know, it's crazy. I mean, you don't even need to. A lot of people get lost, and I hate to see it, you know, and I saw so much of it because I spend so much time in these spiritual, you know, communities. You know, they just get all crazy. Their ego has just completely jumped ship. And now it's like, look how spiritual I am. And it's how they dress and it's what they do. And it's all this stuff. And I'm like, hey, you've completely missed the fucking point. But, you know, it's just like, it's not surprising, right? Because you'll find that. You'll get lost in a lot of that. You know, if you go down these, you know, there's just all of our issues are still intertwined in the other side of things. Like, and all of these spiritual like ways, and they're telling you you gotta do things this way, or you gotta believe this thing, right? It's no, it's none of that, right? It's all back to the. It's so fucking simple. It's all fucking simple. You just gotta get rid of all that shit and start asking good questions until you, you know, find the answers, and you'll keep having better questions, and then you'll be able to think more critically, and then you'll be able to think for yourself, and you'll realize that maybe you don't need to listen and trust everybody else, right? Maybe you can trust yourself again, right? And it's getting back to really simple things, right? And with modern technology, we face with a very big challenge, and people don't realize it. I mean, ultimately, what you have to find is that, you know, the present moment, like, you can't fully penetrate the present moment without, especially in the beginning, using tools to do it, but like living in the online world, like scrolling and being on the online world, like that's not reality, right? That's, you're living completely in thought if you're living in the online world, right? With modern technology, right? That should be used as a tool very responsibly. If you're not using it responsibly, you're completely fucking yourself. And because it completely goes against everything, right? That you actually want, right? And so I'm just trying to remind and try to plant that seed to everybody. I said, it's, you know, we're talking about very deep stuff, but on a simplistic level, like, you're not going to experience any joy or happiness that, unless you're just fully penetrated. The more into the present moment you really are, which is like not thinking, not worried about the future or thinking about the past, but you're fucking here now. When you're like fully in it, it's like, if you just think about any like intense sport you ever did, or like intense activity like skydiving or bungee jumping, or you know, just whatever sport you did or hobby, like you were really fucking into. Like, if you just remember like how present you were when you were doing that thing, that's what I'm talking about. And that's what it is. Like, fully penetrating the present moment is the only place and the only way that we will ever experience the joy, the happiness, the feelings, everything that we ever truly want is there. That's where it is. It's nowhere else, right? So that's why it's such a major challenge with modern society and technology, right? There's this whole fucking online world that's not reality, right? So it's amazing tools. Technology are amazing tools we can use to connect to one another, communicate, help one another. But when they're like, majority of people are not using them in a responsible way as a tool, right? Instead, they're using them for entertainment. They don't realize that another important thing is everything you consume is programming you, right? So if you're sitting here consuming all kinds of media and movies and TV shows and all this stuff, and they all have the similar themes of like how people are and stuff, I mean, it's just really bad. Like, you don't want to do that. Like, that shouldn't be anything you consume. What you feed your mind, your eyes, your mind, and your body is extremely important. That's what literally, and all of your habits, is creates your identity and who you are, right? So anyway, I just wanted to plant those seeds.
No, the thing about social media and stuff is that it uses connection as its major kind of thing, and it's as disconnected as it can be. It's such a strange, but yeah, to frame it as a tool, you know, a tool that we use rather than just being absolutely consumed by feeds 24/7. You're right, it's a different reality. It's not reality.
Yeah. We should use it to connect with people, but to then get into like an actual physical connection, right? Because we need to actually be like physically present, right? I mean, we can still connect through it, you know? I mean, it does still work. Like, we can have these conversations, right? We can have coaching calls and, you know, gain like deep and profound insight and impact and change, you know, but we also have to have it in like our physical lives, right? It can't just be online, right? You have to bring that back to your local community, right? As well.
Yeah,
because we're so separated. I mean, I live in this busy city. It's like, it's just the way of the world now. It's like, it's just, you don't even know your neighbors anymore. You don't even talk to them, right? Like,
I do love that about being here in Europe and Germany. It's a little more village-like. I mean, Hamburg's a big city, but it does feel like a it has at least a bit more of a kind of, I do sense community here, and there's some old school kind of stuff going on with your neighbors. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a tradition on the show to have guests given their own fields of expertise and their own personal journeys, offer a challenge of some sort to the listeners. Is there anything that springs to mind?
Sure, a challenge. I think the main challenge that would be the most beneficial to every single person is to work like crazy on your own morning routine, right? Which doesn't involve anything about going online. And it only involves doing some self-work, some self-reading, some exercise, maybe some breath work, and maybe combining that with actually exploring breath work and using breathing techniques to get that sympathetic nervous system turned off, right? Like explore Soma breath, S-O-M-A breath. It's the pharmacist I'm talking about that I met. He's still doing it. He trains people to become instructors now, but you can find free meditations, learn about the breathing, use the meditations, and experience for yourself, like what I'm talking about. Like you can get yourself in that healing state. You can do these longer meditations and get into really deep, profound states where you're really, truly connected back with that inner knowing. That's, you can find your path that way, but you can also use that to get the body in the healing state and truly heal yourself. It's a most important aspect. If you can't turn off the stress, you can't do it. But just so that it's the breath, Soma breath, you can check it out, try it all the time, use the breathing techniques, especially if you have anxiety. I mean, I was able to get off medications immediately and correct anxiety over a year, and it was really fucking bad anxiety. I'm not joking. Dependent on medications for a decade, like bad, right? But the challenge is always the morning routine. I think that's where it all starts, because you set yourself up how your day is going to go based on how you start your day. If you get online first thing in the morning, you're telling your mind that's what's fucking important, and you're completely fucking yourself. If you instead do some internal work when you start the morning, right? Be with yourself. I don't know, maybe read, like I said, meditate, breath work, exercise, especially like do some intense exercise, like build strength, right? Before you ever get online, like really focus your mind and on like what you need to do and accomplish that day or whatever it is, like, or just focus on getting your mindset right so you can handle the day, right? And when you combine that with doing breath work regularly, you know, retrain the stress response especially with the breath holds and the breathing techniques, you'll start to find that you're much more able to handle the endless stresses that life's going to throw at you. So morning routine, breath work, try it.
Yeah, awesome. No, it's a good one. Breath work comes up quite a bit on the show, which is awesome. It's just, breath is such a key to.
Yeah, I just add one thing to that, though. Make sure you're not doing like all of this endless, like holotropic sort of like, what is the word? It's like you're actually creating a sort of a very unhealthy sort of like experience, like mouth breathing and stuff to like hyperventilate. I mean, sure, this can be trauma releasing, doing it every once in a while. But what I'm talking about is actually correcting your breathing, you know, breathing deep into the belly and through the nose, extended exhales. Sometimes just in a rhythm in the same, like in for four, out for four, and then doing breath holds where you're literally holding your breath with no air in your lungs, right? Overriding that stress response continually. That's what retrains your stress response, right? And then taking a relaxed inhale and holding it again. You're also moving energy around and stuff, and you'll experience that as you do it more. But that's why I mentioned checking out the Soma breath work specifically. You know, I mean, I teach that to people as well, just personally, but also in groups sometimes. But it's really important to realize there are a lot of people doing breath work as well. The idea is not to get in some sort of crazy like state. It's to actually get into a state of coherence, heart coherence, right? You can look up the Heart Math Institute and learn more about it, even get a monitor, and you can show yourself how using like that extended exhale breathing can turn off the sympathetic nervous system and get into the parasympathetic. You can actually have a monitor and prove that to yourself if you're one of those people that needs evidence, right? But ultimately it's getting them into coherence, which all of your rhythms will get into a state of coherence in rhythm together when you are breathing like that in a rhythm and extending your exhale, turning off the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the type of breathing techniques I'm talking about, right? And
yeah, using like cool. A yeah, I know some of those ones that where they kind of work you up into a state.
Holotropic.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that was the word I was looking for. That side of stuff.
Yeah.
That's more of like a trauma releasing thing. I mean, yeah. I've done it. I mean, it is crazy. It fucking man, I'm not. Some serious shit came up. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this shit. But that's not what I'm talking about. As far as like getting yourself into a healing state. Like,
No, I get it. Where could people find you and your work?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Definitely connect with me. The videos, if you want to watch my videos, are more full and least censored on TikTok. So I think it's truth_prescribed on TikTok, but also Instagram, truth_prescribed, Facebook, my name, prescribe.com. So for my email list, I'll get that going probably by the end of the year, start sharing more stuff through that. So that's the main places. I'll probably get on Twitter or something soon. I'm on YouTube a little bit, but you know, most of these platforms are really hard because powerful messages seem to get very censored and taken down and stuff. So,
you know, yeah, it's a little bit strange.
Find me.
Yes, strange. Yeah. No, I really appreciate your time. It's been cool. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was great to talk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.